Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. A few weeks after the earthquake in Haiti, I met Lynn Neifeld. She's the head of physical therapy at Jackson Memorial Hospital. And she told me about this extraordinary video that a doctor had taken while he was in Haiti. It took us a while, but we finally tracked down that video.
We can't show you the video because of patient privacy issues, and also because this is radio. But we can play you the audio.
Okay, so to set this up, we spoke to four different medical staff who were all there for the moment.
They are David Pitcher.
I'm an orthopedic oncologic surgeon at the University of Miami.
John McDonald.
I am a retired thoracic vascular surgeon from Broward County.
Carmen Maria Romero.
I'm a physical therapist. I've been volunteering in Haiti for 10 years.
And David Chan, who took the video.
I'm an orthopedic surgery resident at the University of Miami, Jackson Memorial Hospital.
We also added in some sound that was recorded right after the earthquake in Haiti. It's from the tarmac of the Port-au-Prince Airport and from the medical tent in Haiti.
We landed at night.
We arrived into a war zone. Soldiers from all different countries.
We smell all this airplane fumes.
Darkness everywhere except from generator lights around the airport.
We took an SUV to the compound.
To the tent hospital.
The tent hospital was basically comprised of four large tents.
Like huge carnival tents.
Like a small circus tent, but instead of amusement, you have literally cot to cot to cot.
Rows and rows of basic cots with patients on.
125 people, and they're all injured.
The vast majority of the wounds were crush injuries.
Crush injuries to the upper extremity, lower extremity, crush injuries to the pelvis.
Open huge holes in the skin, legs, back.
Broken femurs, broken tibias, and they couldn't get up.
The temperature was about 90 degrees. Mosquitoes were everywhere.
The smell was all mixed in together.
It smelled like rotten flesh.
Like dead rats.
Smell of massive humans, of urine.
Urine, stool.
Unchanged bandages.
Of wounds.
The blood.
Of, I would say, dirty wounds.
No running water, no toilets, and we only had morphine tablets in our pockets that we would peel off and put in the patient's mouths like hosts.
You're feeling and you're hearing souls that have just been cracked and crushed, and it's very heavy.
How could you not be completely exhausted?
We all felt overwhelmed with worthlessness as physicians, and realized that this was a catastrophe that was beyond anything we had ever even imagined. And then this happened.
It was probably between, I don't know, 9 or 10.
Probably 8:30 or 9, or maybe even 9:30.
It's in the evening. I don't know what time it was.
I was dressing wounds.
I was doing something.
I'm outside the tent.
I was in the tent. I'm not sure why I was there.
I was treating a pediatric case because we were just so short-staffed.
I'd been basically up 34 out of 36 hours.
We had amputations to do. We had debridements, so cleaning out infected wounds.
I'm kind of mentally preparing myself to go round on all the patients that were there in the tent hospital.
It all started up in the upper right side of where the tent was.
The guy just walks in with his guitar, takes this makeshift chair that we have, and he sits down, and he just starts to play his guitar.
And then you hear people around the guitar beginning to harmonize or sing something.
And then each row started to sing.
The swell gets louder,
louder
and louder and louder.
And louder
and louder and louder. And as I open up the door, sound is triple.
Everybody.
Every Haitian.
The whole tent.
Everybody is singing these words.
It stopped everything. It stopped all of us. All the sounds of trauma just went away. It felt like it consumed all of Port-au-Prince. It was that loud.
I remember panning my camera around, and I just see this crowd of people singing and dancing in the center of the tent.
People are jumping up and down. People with head wounds.
People that couldn't get up because of their injuries, they were still singing and clapping along.
We had one little boy who, he wouldn't get up because the pain was just so debilitating, and his mother helped him stand up so he could dance on his one leg.
I, to this day, have no idea what those folks were singing.
It was obviously a chorus that they knew.
It's so hard to describe.
Something that was not familiar to me.
Something that sounds almost religious.
Until I heard the word Jesus.
And we turned to one of the translators and said, what are they singing? He said, they're singing Jesus. Thank you for loving us. It was like a knife hitting us. I mean, from what we had seen, the amputees, the kids, and when they sang that way, and the joy and the happiness that they had, it was a tipping point. Things changed after that.
It's extremely humbling to be around a people that, in the worst time of their life, have it in their hearts to give gratitude for what they have left, which is basically dust.
I was so brokenhearted myself, just so tired, so sweaty, so fly-ridden, really. And in the process of pulling themselves up, they were pulling the nurses and the doctors up, giving us a great sense of hope.
I decided at that moment that what I had witnessed was just such a beautiful example of human courage that I would do anything in my power, in my life, to help Haiti rebuild. And so I quit my job. I left my family, which is my immediate family. I have an identical twin, two older brothers and an older sister, nephews, my mother and father. And so I am living in Haiti. I took a position with Partners in Health to support local Haitians to heal themselves. I think at that moment, they gave us the opportunity to really understand them and their pain and their strength and their belief. I don't think anybody in that room will ever be the same.
I produced that piece with Under the Sun's Kenny Malone. We had help from Sammy Mack.
Thanks to David Chan for providing us with that video, and to Miami Herald videographer Jose Iglesias, who gave us the sound from Haiti.
If you want to hear more from the medical staff about their experiences in Haiti, you can visit our website, WLRNunderthesun.org.
I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. It's been 6 months since the earthquake in Haiti.
This weekend, Under the Sun is devoting a full hour to the aftermath of the earthquake and how it affected life here in South Florida.
That's Saturday at noon and Sunday at 7 p.m.
To learn more, go to WLRNunderthesun.org.
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Look for WLRN Under the Sun.